Well, I'm Kemp Harr with FloorDaily.net, and we're standing here with actually Roger Farabee. Roger, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you, Kemp?
I'm fantastic. Roger is the Senior Vice President of Marketing with several of Mohawk's brands, but we're in the Quickstep booth, so let's talk about Quickstep for a little while. Many of you know Quickstep is the brand name Mohawk sells. Their Unilin acquisitions, which they made several years ago, one of the largest manufacturers of laminate flooring in North America. Why don't you tell us what's new with Quickstep this year?
Okay, we've got two new products we're introducing here. The first is Alustra, and this is our first high-gloss product in the market. You know, we've seen a lot of demand for that look in the market over the last couple years, so we wanted to respond with a version that we made ourselves. So this product is being made in our Thomasville, North Carolina factory, as opposed to most of the high-gloss products in the market today are being imported from Asia. And we felt it was important to make it ourselves to give our customers better supply, shorter lead times, and reduced inventories. Everybody is, you know, worried about cash flow these days, and they don't want to tie up a lot of money in inventory. So we designed this product to take advantage of our capabilities in the U.S. We've invested a lot of money in our production factory here, and it's given us the ability to make these types of advanced products. But the other thing I think that's unique about this product is we believe we've improved upon the aesthetics of the high-gloss products in the market today, offering a lot more variation within each product and greater sense of realism, but we also have delivered this look at a more value price point. So we engineered the product on an 8mm platform so we could open up the market and offer really an outstanding price value proposition to today's consumer. We all know they're looking for value when they spend their money and they're scrutinizing those purchases a lot more. You have to offer a really outstanding value package for them to buy, and that's what we've tried to do with Alustra. The second product we're introducing is Sculptique, a similar approach in terms of our value strategy, but this is a rustic soft scrape product. And again, this is going after the market for people who want a rustic product but maybe couldn't afford some of the existing products like our Country product we have in the line today. That's a 9.5mm product, so it's more expensive. So we've basically done a value version of that in a number of domestic wood species taken from our Columbia wood line. So we're using our wood knowledge to develop these new laminate looks. So again, Sculptique is made in our Thomasville, North Carolina plant, so our customers get great lead times and don't have to stock as much inventory as if the product were imported.
So both the products you're introducing are made in the United States, and they answer, I guess, what you call a market need. One of them is a high-gloss product, which we know there's been some other manufacturers out there that done real well with high-gloss. So now you have one that's you know, got your click system, which is probably a benefit.
Correct.
And then you've got this rustic one also. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit. I'm just curious. Give us a little bit update about what's going on in the laminate market, especially with the in current economic times.
Well, I think after years of consistent growth, you know, we've seen some pretty significant declines in the last couple years for a number of reasons. Historically, laminate took a lot of business from vinyl, from the resilient market, but with the introduction of new products there, such as fiberglass products, as well as the growth in LVT, we've seen some of that shift back. But also, I think the biggest impact were some of the very low-price hardwoods that were being imported, particularly from Asia, had an impact on the higher end of the market. So we definitely lost probably a little more than even the overall market because of some of those trends. But we're starting to see that shift back now. That import supply, particularly on the hardwood supplies side, is starting to decline a bit. And some of the great prices that were out there before are not available anymore because of changes in the Chinese government support policies for those industries, as well as the fact that there were a lot of smaller suppliers in the market that were taking advantage of the growth in the market, but now that that's dried up, they can't really sustain their businesses anymore. So we think some of that competition will decline, and we're also aggressively enforcing our patent rights. So there were certain suppliers of Chinese, particularly laminate, coming into the U.S., based on the ITC ruling in 2007, as well as continued enforcement of our patent rights, you know, we are definitely seeing a decline in some of those players in the market. So you start to factor all those things in, and I think it's changed the competitive landscape. The other big, big change is we've seen some of the real pioneers of the laminate industry suffer in this market, and it's changing the competition at retail, and I think we have definitely seen within our brands a pickup in market share because of that, and we think that will continue through this year.
Well, let me ask you this. When a housewife or a woman walks in, generally, as we know, 90% of purchases are done by women. When they walk in the store and they really don't know what flooring they want, to somebody at retail, what is the right place or where is the fit for laminate when she doesn't really know what she wants?
We think laminate is great for consumers who want great aesthetics, great performance, but are concerned about the price and are on a budget. So you get really tremendous value on an installed basis from a hard surface standpoint with laminate, with those combination of benefits. And part of the thing we're seeing is as newer consumers come into the market, they don't have the same perceptions about laminate as older consumers. You know, those first generations of laminate had issues from an installation standpoint. The aesthetics weren't very good. And there was a certain artificial quality to those that I think has taken a while for the current generation of products to dispel. But we're now getting to younger generation of consumers who don't have those notions about the product. And their perception of the product is, wow, that's a beautiful product, that's going to perform great with my family and my pets, and it's within my budget, so why wouldn't I use it? And so that sort of old notion of real versus fake doesn't apply anymore. It's just another flooring choice.
And I got to tell you, looking at this, I mean, you wouldn't know. I mean, if a consumer walk in and see this, they think that definitely this was plank flooring down here. And so, I mean, one of the things you did throw out was it's definitely right for an active household. It's got, because this is one of the most durable products you can get. And one of the, like you said, there was a lot of misperceptions. One of them was is that laminate had a hollow sound, and I think most guys like you guys have solved that problem, haven't you?
Yeah, we really don't get a lot of complaints about that. I mean, you're always going to have a difference in the sound quality of any floating floor. This is true with hardwood today. You know, we also sell hardwood products with our Uniclick joint that are floated just like laminate, and the sound quality is always going to be different in those. But again, I think consumers are getting used to that, and it's not a negative anymore. It's just different. You know, it's a different quality. But certainly, the products themselves, the underlayments we recommend, have significantly reduced what I would call the egregious sound problems of the past. So it's not really a big issue for people today.
Well, you're here at Surfaces. You know, this is we've only been here a couple of hours. What's your sense of how the show's going to be this time?
It is early, but so far I would say the traffic I'm seeing on the first day is comparable to last year. So even though I know there are fewer people registered this year overall, at least in terms of the traffic coming into this booth, it seems to be comparable to last year, which is a good early sign.
You know, we've talked to a couple of dealers early on today, and, you know, they say that they wouldn't have missed this show, and they're here to look for deals. So, you know, there is some good traffic here. Well, we've been talking to Roger Farabee in the Quick Step Unilin booth, and I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.